At 7:06, it is overcast and 60 degrees in Tulsa. Look for temperatures to fall throughout the day today. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. The National Congress of American Indians is holding its 70th annual convention in Tulsa this week, and the effects of the federal government shutdown are quite obvious. Several agency officials and lawmakers scheduled to speak are not here. NCAI Executive Director Jacqueline Patua says tribal leaders will carry on with Plan B.
Should the shutdown get resolved itself, some of those federal officials will appear. But tribal leaders are excited about the opportunity to actually be able to have some work and some conversation amongst ourselves.
An Energy Department official missed a plan presentation yesterday. Well, tribal members will elect a new president of the National Congress during the week in Tulsa. Matt Trotter this morning continues our coverage.
Creek Principal Chief George Tiger is the only Oklahoma tribal member among the four candidates. He says 30 years of Capitol Hill lobbying has given him a good sense of what should be in the next president's agenda.
Everybody's concern is to protect the sovereignty of all the nations. That's always attacked. We're always looking at increasing funding for our tribal governments to be able to provide services in health, in housing, and education. So those are some of the things that I'm hearing that must continue to be advocated for on the Hill.
The NCAI president serves a two-year term. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The city of Tulsa is not alone when it comes to belt tightening. State Finance Secretary Preston Dorflinger is out with a recommendation to state agencies. He's telling them to plan for a flat budget next year because of decreasing revenue coming into the states. Anyone who wants to vote in the Tulsa mayoral race or on the Improve Our Tulsa Capital Improvement Package must register by this Friday. Tulsa County Election Board Secretary Patty Bryant reminds voters this is Tulsa's first nonpartisan ballot, so candidates will not be listed as Democrat or Republican.
Instead of it being a Republican and a Democrat running against each other, it was the two top vote getters because there were three candidates in the primary election. And so the two top vote getters are going to be in the general election, and anyone that is a registered voter can vote.
Also on the ballot, the city auditor's race and a charter question hiking city councilors' salaries but taking away their ability to vote themselves a pay raise. The election is November the 12th. Players from Redlands and East Central Colleges will play an exhibition baseball game in Duncan later today to honor an Australian who was in Oklahoma on a baseball scholarship when he was shot and killed. 22-year-old Chris Lane was shot and killed as he was jogging down a Duncan street back in August. Three teenagers have been charged in connection with what's being called a thrill killing. Leaders of Tulsa's Hmong community say the weekend shooting of five people at a New Year's Eve event will make the community stronger. Linda Lohr is with the Hmong American Association of Oklahoma, and she says this will pull the Southeast Asian community together.
We are a community. We are like a family. To look outside, we are community, but inside the Hmong, we are one person. We are a family. To hurt one person, one innocent Hmong individual, it hurt all of us.
Two people were arrested, and the victims are all recovering. Our weather forecast, the rain coming to an end with falling temps throughout the day today. Tonight it'll be overcast and cold. We will bottom out at 44 degrees. Tomorrow, a remote chance of some more rain and a high of 61. National Weather Service radar this morning showing the bulk of the rain now shifting off to the southeast of Tulsa. Right now in Tulsa at 710, it is overcast and 60. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.